It's been a long week.
We made it to the weekend.
At least it's Friday.
It's almost the weekend!
It's Friday!
Friday, yay!
This is the Learn, Develop, Live podcast.
This is the Learn, Develop, Live podcast.
Something for the weekend.
Something for the weekend.
With Chris Jack.
Happy Friday to you. Happy Friday to you. Happy Friday to you. Happy Friday to you. Okay, let's stop the singing. I don't want you skipping the episode, do I? Well, your ears just don't deserve to be tortured. I'm sorry. My name is Chris Jaggs, host, producer, CEO of the show, and of course, creator of the Learn, Develop, Live method. Identify that pain or issue you have. Develop the habit that's going to smash it away, and then live your life on a high level. As Homer Simpson would say, woohoo! This week, I have a clip from Morty Lefko, and Morty will be explaining why human beings, that's us, are meaning-making machines, and that the events in your life will mean exactly what you want them to mean. If something goes wrong for one person, they might see it as a disaster. Dun, dun, dun. But another person going through exactly the same thing may see it as a lesson learned and just a temporary setback. It's all in the mind, you know. What you make of the meaning of the event is completely up to you. But if you take that same thought process on the other things that happen in your life, how much less stressful would you be? Would so many things annoy you day in and day out? Here's Morty to explain all.
Sometimes you might need a pick-me-up, a push in the right direction, some words that put you back on track.
This is the Motivational Moment.
Suffering is not inevitable. The Buddha recognized that it's not our pain that causes our suffering. It's the meaning we give our pain that causes our suffering. It's meanings like, my boss will be upset with me, or I can't do that, or they'll laugh at me, or I screwed up again. Sound familiar? See, what if it were possible to stop giving meanings like these to the events in our life all day long, thereby stopping our emotional suffering? You don't have to imagine it. There actually is a way to quickly and easily dissolve the meaning we give to events all day long. And before I'm done, you'll have learned how to do it. Now, I'm not talking about changing what happens to us. There are things like sickness and losing a friend or losing all your money. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about changing the meaning we give serious events like those and other events that might not be quite as serious. These are the meanings that are responsible for our negative feelings all day long. And these are the meanings that are responsible ultimately for our suffering. Please raise your hand if you've experienced any sense of anxiety or anger or upset in the last week or so. That's almost everybody, isn't it? Wouldn't you like to be able to live without those painful feelings? You'd suffer a lot less, wouldn't you? Let me tell you what meaning is. Meaning is what we think we know for sure from any event or series of events. In fact, what we think of as meaning is just one point of view, one arbitrary interpretation that we add to an event. There are many meanings for any event. For example, imagine a friend of yours doesn't return a phone call. Most people would probably give a meaning like, I guess they're angry at me. Could mean that, but it also could mean cell phone battery died. Or they had an emergency, or they just forgot. See, there are multiple explanations for any event. You can't ever know anything for sure from any single event because events have no inherent meaning. Now, almost all of us, all day long, unconsciously and automatically give meaning to events. And we try to make sense of what happens to us. There are things all the time, and what do they mean? And in the process of trying to understand the events of our life, we create meaning. He did that because he doesn't like me. She did that because she doesn't care. It just isn't going to turn out. Now, we're usually not aware we've added meaning to events because the meaning we give an event seems like it's part of the event. It's like it's inherent in the event. See, here's the event, and here's the meaning. And when we first become aware of the event, it seems like the meaning's part of it, like it's inherent in it, like it's there, like it's one. Now, I'd like to make an important distinction. Events have consequences, but consequences are not the same as meaning. So, for example, assume your house burned down or a tornado swept it away. Consequences, you don't have a house anymore. But do you know anything for sure as a result of that event? Does the event have any meaning? Do you know if you're going to have a place to sleep tonight? Do you know if you're ever going to have another house? The only thing you know for sure from an event is that the event happened. Now, I suggest that about 95% of all arguments in relationships and the suffering that they cause are due to attributing meaning to what people do and say and then thinking that that meaning is true. Let me give a personal story that helps make this real. After about 30 years of marriage, my relationship with my wife, Shelley, I think was really good. I think that we were happier than most couples that I know. We held hands all the time, and we kissed in public, and we just really have a great time together. But there are all these petty little annoyances, like so many of us have, almost every day, that really undercut our happiness. Now, Shelley and I work together in our house, and she works upstairs and the kitchen's downstairs. Because she's on the phone all day long, she drinks a lot of water and tea. So for some weird reason, every time she goes down to the kitchen to get herself some more water and tea, she gets a fresh glass and a fresh cup. So by the end of the day, there are 6 or 8 glasses and cups strewn all over the house. Not a big deal. But when I saw them at the end of the day in the office, or in the bedroom, or even in the bathroom, I got upset. What upset me? The meaning that I gave her behavior was that she was expecting me to pick up all these glasses and cups and take them to the kitchen. She never asked me to do that. She didn't expect me to do that. But because I had given it the meaning that she's expecting me to clean up her mess, I got upset. And when I realized that I had created that meaning, I dissolved it. And when the meaning went away, the annoyance went away. And it never came back. Many people in relationships give meaning to so many things that their partners do, such as when they spend money, or when they criticize each other, or they don't do what they're asked to do. These meanings generally lead to unpleasant emotions, make life a lot more unhappy. But it goes beyond that. These meanings often lead to divorce, which leads to a lot more suffering. Ask yourself right now, take a look. Do you give meaning to what your partner says and does? Because if you do, you're suffering needlessly. Solve your meaning and stop your suffering. Here's a more serious story that makes essentially the same point. Many of you probably remember Valerie Harper. She was star of her own TV show, Rhoda, and co-star with Mary Tyler Moore and her hit show many years ago. She recently was diagnosed with terminal brain cancer. Most of us would give that the meaning if it happened to us. Oh, God, that's a catastrophe. What a horrible disaster. Valerie gave her death notice a totally different meaning. She joked and said, "We're all terminal. None of us are getting out of here alive." And then she made it her mission to model for everybody that it's possible to not suffer when we're given a diagnosis of a terminal illness. All meaning exists only in our minds. It's not in the world. Events have no inherent meaning.
And that was Morty Lefko. He's an interesting guy. If you'd like to watch his whole TED Talk on YouTube, I mean, you pretty much did just now, you can find it by searching for How to Stop Suffering. Yeah, it's that easy. It could also be one of those talks that changes your outlook on life, depending if you want it to. Now, before we go to Thought of the Day for this week, we have to turn the focus back to the real hero of this podcast. We have to turn the focus back to you. What's bugging you? What's really getting to you? Or, as Peter Griffin from Family Guy would say, what's grinding your gears? Let's get on the phone Book a call with me, ldlcall.com. The website's still there. It's the place to go, and we can get you moving forward with the world. And you might be thinking about the call. There's literally like there's no pressure. It literally is two people on the phone discussing what you want to do with life, where you want to take yourself, or just what's bothering you. Let's have a chat. Let's have a laugh. Go enjoy yourself, haven't you? Right, let's get to it. I'm waiting for you. I want to work with you. You're my hero. Let's get you going, and I'll be back tomorrow. But first, it's the thought of the day.
You've got the idea.
That's a great idea.
You've got the plan.
What's your plan?
Now let's make it happen. This is the Learn, Develop, Live podcast.
This is the Learn, Develop, Live thought of the day.
Give a person a fish and feed them for a day. Teach a person to use the internet and they won't bother you for weeks, months, maybe years.
Thanks for listening. You can find more motivation and inspiration at learndeveloplive.com. Join the motivation.